As we come to, let's say, not a closure, but a beginning from one event, another mark on our journey into another step, another path, a new beginning, a new opportunity, a new synchronicity and potential for you, for what you have come here, and for the messages and information and energies and light and love that was shared with you throughout these quantum light days in the sacred mountain, in the portal that we created together, in the love and the compassion and the divinity that we shared. So take another beautiful, conscious, slow breath and bring your attention and awareness through your light, through the wind of your intuition, through the flow and energy of your soul, through the being, the magnificent being of all that you are. Breathe through that into this present moment, in connection, in creating a strong coherence, a beautiful confluence of energy, of your Merkabas, that you are sitting in each other's Merkabas, joining together, creating consciously one beautiful Merkaba field. Breathe and allow that field to expand from this room into this region and beyond, wherever your vision, imagination, seeing, sensing, light, laser light, takes you. And for those who are listening in the future for this recording, for this message, you are here with us also, in this room, in this bubble, in this portal, in this sphere of love. There is no separation from anything and anyone. God, Creator, and all that is, connects us all in a beautiful fabric of love, unconditional, incomprehensible in our human existence, but is deeply, deeply felt through our hearts and through our intuition. Breathe and allow yourself to open up even more, open up even more to the messages, to the wisdom, to the joy, to the new gifts, to the new opportunities, to the seeds of light that have been planted through these days in your hearts, and that you will take with you on your journey. Breathe. Breathe. Breathe.
Dear Shining Ones, we step up to this sacred meeting, this circle, this portal that you have created, and we celebrate you, our children of light. We are the Star Mothers, the Pleiadian Star Mothers, speaking to you, and we want you, we wish you, we hope you feel us vibrating in your very DNA, in the cells of the cells of the ancient cells, your original Akash from the Lemurian template that you all carry. Some of you may be here feeling this for the first time or not feeling it yet. Others of you may be an old hand at being an old soul. You are our children, and we love you all so greatly. We wish you to feel us around you. Feel that light touch on the top of your head. Does your crown open, say yes? Feel that light touch on your heart center, in the middle of your chest. Feel us there. And feel us touch your feet as we thank and acknowledge you for saying yes to this lifetime full of so many things that are challenging, and yet you continue to bring the light, and you're not done yet. Your feet rest on one of our homes, and you stand in the energy of the mountain, as well as vibrate in the energy of the mountain. We feel you feel it. Take a breath, please. Oh, yes. The water that you drink here is drinking the mountain. The air that you breathe here is breathing the mountain. And so it is drinking and breathing us in one of our many homes. We are quantum, of course, and in multidimensional ways everywhere. But we celebrate this place with you, and we ask you this. Feel the mountain under your feet. Feel it in your heart. Feel it in your head, knowing that a piece of this mountain lives inside of you because a piece of us lives inside of you. You take this with you. You will go back to your lives and not breathe the mountain and not drink the mountain, but you will have the imprint of the mountain in your Akash once again, the imprint of Lemuria, the imprint of your tribe, your community, your clan. It will continue to wake up inside of you. That's exciting, isn't it? And it will continue to create synchronicities in your life as you step forward into what is next, because no one will leave here unchanged. That's the really good news. You all leave here with a piece of each other, of this family, and a piece of us. Remember us, and we will be with you. Ask for us, and we will be with you. We are always around you. And we step in and out as you ask us. So now, in this profound time of these many masters stepping into your field, into your lives, you came to be in front of us, did you not? You came to receive, you came to feel change, you came to be revitalized, to heal, to reconnect. And it's happening. We know you feel it. We're watching you feel it. And because we are so connected, we feel you feel it. And we hold this sweet, sacred space for you all. We know you love that expression, holding space, yes? And that is what we do. We hold this space now, but we hold it with you when you leave. That's the good news. We hold it with you when you leave. All that are seated here, all that are seated there, this one unforgettable family reunion, once again, holding that space of benevolent love, divine source love, connection, and the deepest compassion that we see and feel for each one. Each one. For now, we step back and we pass our time to the next master.
Beloved ones, we are indeed with you. Invite our presence to come to you. We wish to say a little more about this sacred mountain. As you know, many live in her, the Telosians, Adama, the Lemurian masters. But it is also a meeting place. Every now and again, many masters gather within the mountain. At this moment, beloved ones, there is a master who has brought his energy into the mountain to be with you right now. Many of you know his energy, his vibration. He is the one who is the master of love, Jesus, Yeshua, Sananda, however you know him. And so we are going to ask each one of you right now, just inside, invite the presence of the master of love into this space, into your hearts, and feel, for already he is coming to us. Invite him to come closer. Feel his energy coming to you. Trust, allow, and ask, invite him to come closer. As we talk, as we bring through these energies behind the words, allow him to bathe you in this infinite love. Beloved ones, you are far more than you think you are. Perhaps you are beginning to realize this. Perhaps you are wondering or struggling, how can I access that which I am told is there? It is not hard work, beloved ones. We have said that in the past, before you came to this earth, you were enlightened. You have come from an enlightened civilization, a planetary civilization out there somewhere. The process of allowing the remembering is simple and easy. And it starts with your intention. Your intention to know thyself. Your intention to let go of any concepts about who you think you are, or why you are here, or what it is that you should do. Beloveds, there are no shoulds. Relaxing deeply, allowing these energies, can start to trigger the next step for you in your awakening. Do not allow the feelings of frustration, the feelings of not good enough, the feelings of it's not happening, do not allow them to distract you from simply being in the moment with what is occurring. For as you have heard these days, everything occurring in your life is indeed a gift. Many of those gifts come as challenges, as opportunities. They are usually opportunities to let go of a belief system, let go of a habit, or let go of your judgments. In the past, it has been a slow process, a struggle, working against heavy energies on the planet. Those heavy energies are still here, and you do not need to focus on them. Focus on the beauty. Focus on that which is already changing. Focus on allowing self to simply be. Connect with the nature. Connect with the earth. Know thyself as a being of light. And we say to you, it is time for the light of oneness. Not the light that opposes the dark. That is still the duality. We are moving slowly and steadily into oneness. Understand that as you gather like this in meetings around your world, with many different beings guiding processes, bringing information and energies, you are creating a stronger and stronger field of oneness. More and more are desiring and focusing on community, being together, either physically or staying connected through the technologies that can allow you to be with each other around the world. Stay connected, be part of a community. Contribute to a community with your energy, with your intentions, with your open heart, a heart that is allowing the unexpected, that is calling forth the unexpected. That which Kryon calls the wild card, call it forth in your life. Call it forth for the life of humanity. Beloved ones, Spirit listens to you. As you join your voices, your hearts, and your intentions together, Spirit responds. Feel the energy in this gathering light now. As you are gently absorbing the love of the Master. We are indeed in great honor of each and every one of you.
And so, beloved ones, Alcazar continues, the mountain is indeed wishing to love you. Right now, can you feel it? Beloveds, the spiritual energy in this space as we speak with you is powerful. palpable. Can you allow it to touch you just a little more deeply, just with your intention? The depths that you have reached these days as a group, as a collective, here gathered, is rippling out to all those who are hearing these words. Can you feel them, perhaps, being touched by the very energies that are generated right now? The Star Mothers have brought their love, their wisdom to this earth eons ago, and it is a light in the field right now. These beautiful beings, your Kryon, your Meliha, they are bringing, resurfacing. And as they resurface these teachings, the resonance within you resurfaces also. And so can you be guided by that inner torch of your own knowingness? You have heard a beautiful woman sing just a few moments ago, and she talked about remembering being a child, receiving these teachings. Your starseed heritage is returning. And so, beloveds, we indeed encourage you, do not be dismayed by the turbulence. Do not be knocked about, or rather, if you are, turn it into a tailspin and play with it. Dance on the currents of the duality as the light and the dark merge once again into the oneness, the understanding that is impenetrable by negativity. Because once you truly understand something, that is when the love, the unity shines into every facet of that experience. Beloved ones, be blessed. Touch these energy fields and let them touch you, and allow your elevation to ripple into this, your beautiful earth.
Ah, so it is good day to you once again. Huh? So as we have heard from masters here on this planet, we wish for you to remember that you are a master here as well. You are here. When you were a tiny baby, when you were just a twinkle in your parents' eye, and you decided to come to this planet, your muscles and your body did not necessarily know what to do. You had a mind and you thought, well, something's happening, and you saw your hand and you thought, oh, what does that taste like, huh? And it goes into your mouth. And you think, well, it tastes like me. Then you see your foot and they do the same thing with your foot. Then you see something else and you do the same thing with something else. You see, it is all a learning experience. Just as you hear are a learning experience. So every time you connect, every time you hear the words and the wisdom of the Star Masters and Alcazar and the great beings of light that are bringing you messages from the outside, they are bringing you messages from the inside too. It is all within you. The source of all that is has given you a gold star. The source of all that is wishes for you to do one thing. That is it. To be happy. To be joy. To be who you are. Now you get the opportunity to understand contrast is also in your world. So you can appreciate that joy. So with that energy, remember, once you learned to move some appendage on your body and stick it in your mouth, just as you are learning to make those legs that you have walk, you're not sticking them in your mouth any longer. Well, maybe you are. However, you've learned that there's other things that taste better. You've learned that the Talosians, the Lemurians, the beings in the mountain, that you come here to communicate and connect with them, they are here also. All those energies that you know are there are yours for the receiving. You are the source of all that is, dearest beings of light. That source, some call God, some call Barbara. They did not make a mistake by bringing you here right now. You volunteered. And like the master says, like the lilies of the field, they do not decide to grow up and have little blossoms. They just are. They just follow that sunlight of happiness. That is what you are here to experience as well. With the Star Mothers, with the Stargate, with Alcazar, with Kryon, with all of the masters of this planet and beyond. And with us, yes. We heard that. Just say yes. Say yes to all that you are. And feel in your heart center what it is that you are choosing. Feel what it feels like if it is already done. And it will be. It is that simple. It may not always seem easy, but it is that simple. For you are the transistors, the transitioners of this planet. Know who you are. And live that joy. Ah, dearest beings of light, we see our heart centers open. We know it opens with laughter. Do you know the two ways that people heal? Laughter and weeping. The laughter opens the heart. And the water just washes away anything that is no longer needed. Allow both into your world and learn who you are as you remember to be love and to receive love. For we love you. Always. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. It's difficult to give a summary of these last 3 days. So much has been presented. But if you want to know the summary, for you, I'll give it to you. Everything that you heard and learned, participated in, observed, is all wrapped up into one subject, the future of you. It might seem overwhelming, and I'll say it again, with all of this information, to say, what do I do next? Where do I go? For some of you, it has stirred the pot, you might say, of all that you thought you were, or perhaps where you were going next. Perhaps it gave you a release in some areas and yet sequestered some others. There's always confusion with light. Because most of you have a combination called a duality of light and dark. You've had it since you were born. All of those before you had it. And for the first time on this planet since Lemuria, the ratio of dark and light begins to shift. As it starts to come out, as I said, the darkness scurries away, or it fights, or it screams. And some of that lands in you, because you have duality as well. The summary. Light is here to stay. This 24th chromosome set is the answer that you have been waiting for. It is like a child. It is a renewal of you. It comes in the package of a child and will present itself slowly as you do and as you learn as a child. And it will start to unwrap the majesty of you. And all of the things that you carry right now, which are questions about what do I do? How is this going to work? What should this feel like or look like? All of these things will snap together in a fashion perhaps you didn't expect. And they will do it without you having to consult anyone. I told you, there'll come a day when what you see before you now will not exist. Eventually, channeling will go away. And the reason is that the channelers are teachers and advisors in a dark world. But when the world starts to become lighter, that which is the 24th set, the 24th chromosome pair, will be the advisor, will be the teacher, and it comes right out of you. This is the invitation to begin that process, to find your own advice through the intuition that starts to awaken in that 24th invisible chromosome pair. It's beautiful. And I want you to be very aware that there is sometimes a feeling, a paradigm, that when you come to a meeting like this, there is euphoria, there's learning, there's love, there's celebration, there's music, laughter, and joy. And then when you go home, it seems like it stays on the mountain. Don't let it stay on the mountain this time. Collectively, take this home and know that the seed is planted and that this is now the beginning of a renewal of core truth that all of you carry within your Akash. A new human is afoot. And this is the truth. I would not tell you if it were not. The light is shifting in a way that is going to empower light and those who understand light and the old souls who walk this planet, the ones who are in this room, this is the training ground. Don't be overwhelmed by the information, for it all has gone in today to that multidimensional 24th pair. And it will release as you need it, if you need it, and some things you don't and some things you will. a slow release that is comfortable for you through intuition and joy. Don't leave confused. Leave with love. Let love teach you how to walk on a new earth. That is the summary I want you to know. Relax, breathe, and know that you are God. And so it is.